This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A stipulation to set up this next piece. Electric vehicles are the future of vehicles. Self-driving? Sure, maybe. Semi-autonomous? Fine, yes, whatever. But they are going to be electric. Cars, light trucks, big semis, all of them. So the global rules of the road, if you will, on how those EVs are made and sold, again, globally, rules that are being set right now are going to matter long term. Case in point, today the European Union launched an investigation into Chinese state subsidies for its EV makers, and the EU is going to consider some kinds of penalties to even the playing field. Europe is eager to avoid the fate that befell its solar industry a decade ago, which was mostly wiped off the continent by low-cost Chinese competition. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, the EU is walking a very fine line in protecting its EV makers, and the United States is watching.
Europe says Chinese electric vehicle makers benefited from unfair subsidies. China says, no, we're just really competitive. So who's right?
There's elements of truth in both of these stories.
Michael Davidson is assistant professor at the University of California, San Diego. Chinese electric car companies are extremely innovative by all accounts. Chinese EV maker BYD is backed by Warren Buffett and is within a hair of overtaking Tesla in global sales.
China's EV supply chain has become very competitive and vertically integrated.
Vertically integrated, meaning the same company makes the car and its parts, like the battery.
Something that Western manufacturers have struggled to do, with the exception perhaps of Tesla.
Ilaria Mazzocco is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. On the other hand, China's government at multiple levels has offered significant subsidies for many years, some that are used even in the U.S., like rewarding consumers and tax breaks, and others that Europe believes go beyond what's fair.
Manufacturers benefit from direct grants, but also cheap credit. Also, there are so-called government guidance funds, which essentially are government private equity.
A Nikkei Asia analysis shows subsidies valued in the billions of U.S. dollars accelerated for many firms this year. Government support goes back decades.
The Chinese government decided we're going to invest in these things. The United States and European Union could have done the exact same thing, but they chose to ignore it.
Tu Li is managing director at Sino Auto Insights. The U.S. is insulated from Chinese EVs due to existing tariffs, but as Chinese cars get more competitive, that insulation might wear thin. Li says Europe also finds itself internally divided on how much of a trade fight to pick with China.
It's the French versus the Germans, because companies like Renault, Citroën, Peugeot, they effectively have no presence in China.
German companies do and have a lot more to lose from a trade fight. Europe is also trying to meet climate goals, so it needs more electric vehicles. The EU has 12 months under the law to thread those needles. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.